You think going to conventions is easy.
However,
it's anything but. Whoo, this one's a fun one. Coming to you live after the con itself. It is ASIN 2023.
Yes, right directly after the convention, we are following up with you at ASIN 2023.
Yes. This one has been a long time coming. For those that don't know, ASIN is one of our home conventions.
It is probably the home convention, to be fair, because it's the longest running and it has been going for quite some time.
Now, is it the home for this podcast? No. But they are the home to us as cosplayers.
For sure.
Yes.
Definitely the first con I attended.
Mm. It is literally the first con I attended. 1999. Jesus Christ.
I was 06, I believe.
Yeah, you were about, what, 7 years after I did? And technically I did it on the download, but I digress. So, it has a special place in our hearts. But that does not give it the power of bias when it comes to reviewing conventions.
Very true. We are still going to review it just like we do any other con with our new rubric.
Oh,
which we
yes.
went over in our previous episode.
Yes. For those that don't know, we switched from our usual, what was it, 11-ish point system?
It was 11 categories, but 10 points with a bit for extra credit to help out the points.
Yeah. Now we have streamlined it all to 2 points for each category, where we now have organization, entertainment, and cosplay, attendees, and uniqueness. I feel like I missed something, but I think I got them all.
Nope, that's all 5, because it's 5 categories for 2 each, equaling a total of 10 points.
Yes. So, this convention is going to be on a chopping block this year. Did it do good? I think so. Like, it felt normal.
Why to ruin the suspense?
Hey.
Just kidding.
Hey, maybe. Yeah. Look, at this point, ASIN's kind of the...
It's the tried and true basis for a con at this point, I feel. At least in the Chicagoland area.
Yeah, it is literally the example, not the rule, but the example to every other convention on how to be bigger. And I still stand by that. It's a great convention. I won't say it stays true to its roots. By no means does it stay true to its roots. But if you want what could best be a quintessential Midwest convention, ASIN's usually it.
Yeah.
Usually is the key. Now, that being said, we can jump right into it, because the first category for this one is organization.
So, lines really weren't an issue. Registration lines weren't terrible. There have been horror stories in the past, don't get me wrong, but I feel like it's nothing like what it used to be.
Yeah, no one remembers the dreaded line cons of old.
Where it was like a 4 or 5 hour line just to get a badge, and then like you'd sit there with your DS and then play a game, and then you'd be like, or you'd be on PictoChat and be like, jump if you see this, or you know, something like that, and someone would jump, and then you'd talk. So, or you'd fight someone in a Pokemon battle while you're waiting in line, because you know, you have the time, so why not?
See, you had that. I actually did not use my DS until I started staffing. I do recall when people used to bring beach balls and lawn chairs because they knew they were in for a rough ride. People would bring in boom boxes and just, we would blast out caramel dancing, har har yukai, stuff like that.
Yeah.
It was
the
good
old
times.
Classics.
Yeah.
But I haven't really had to worry about lines at ASIN for, I feel like, years.
Yeah, it feels like a decade since the last time I had to worry about a line.
Yes.
Now, that being said, there were some holes in organization this year.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. There are definitely some issues with some of the organization of the convention itself, yes.
One of them is this year they switched up the soap bubble and synergy, and that threw everybody to hell.
It really did.
Yeah. It's going to come back up in attendees. It's going to come back up in a lot of stuff, but flipping those two around without any warning will throw anybody off, because some people look for the local talents and want to actually party using that. Other people want to party with
international DJs.
Yeah, you can't just kind of throw that out of left pocket, especially if you have a bunch of people that are in the know that know which one's which. Now, In this case, I enjoyed myself Friday night, especially in that situation. We'll get back to that when we get to entertainment. But it's that big issue that kind of threw a lot of people. Now, the other thing about organization that I have to point out is the severe lack of a physical map.
Yeah, everything was mainly digital this year.
Yep, the power of guidebook compels these cons. And again, this is now the standard of every convention that I've noticed thus far. If it is a bigger convention, they will use an app which you have to scan a QR code to actually hunt down what you need. It sucks, especially when you are living in the Stone Age digitally.
Or you have bad cell service.
Yep. Like I said, you're living in the Stone Age digitally, and you just pretty much have to suck it up. It's horrible. The good news is you can now download the guidebook, which means you can view it offline.
Yeah, you can do it in advance, which helps out. Sometimes they'll have it on the Discord server, which may or may not work better on your phone. You'll have to see.
Yeah.
But the last time we went to a con that had a guidebook was literally RamenCon last year.
Yep. And it kind of sucks that we're getting away from it. But again, it's cheaper. You're saving a lot on dealing with like cutting down paper and trees and printing and all that fun stuff. But I still would prefer a paper map. Just a physical paper map will make me happy. But again, here's where we're at. Now, that being said, there was a weird benefit to not having a physical panel listing, because guidebook, you can check time changes, you can check canceled events, you can check
panel changes if there's an update or change in panels.
Who's hosting the panel, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's quicker on the dime. That lets you know in advance, especially if it's something you're excited and looking forward to. Plus, it sets alarms for you when it wants to.
Yeah, and it will notify you, hey, this panel's coming up, or hey, if you have a conflicting event at the same time, you can prioritize that way, and it helps you out in that way and manner.
Yeah, so there was that. Now, staffing side, staff has always been relatively good. I can never really diss staff as a whole. There's usually a couple of bad apples, but you expect that, especially with conventions. You expect small incidences.
Yeah, most of them were fine. There were a couple bad apples, but nothing outrageously bad.
Yeah, nothing super noteworthy. That being said, now that we've kind of entered this stage where house security is no longer a thing, and we now have mainline police and security actually taking up the gills for that one, there was an influx of police activity at this con. And it was very interesting to see where it's like, oh, this person is drunk. Guess what? You're going into the wee-woo. Oh, this person looks like they're not feeling well. Time to go into the wee-woo. Oh, you look like you're ODing. No, you're not ODing. You're just overheating. Into the wee-woo.
Ambulance Kuma was there very frequently.
Yeah. You could make a whole isekai based off of how many people I saw and knew that were pretty much getting dragged off and pulled into ambulances left, right, and center. Now, I'm not going to say that's a bad thing. There is so many pros to actually having ambulances and police on standby.
Yeah, that's more of a benefit, I feel, than
there's
takeaway.
Yeah, there's few takeaways from this. But if you used to play the old bingo game, the rules have to change. Like, you cannot play Saturday night gambling to figure out how many times the ambulance is going to roll through. It's every other minute. So
they are probably on rotation, to be fair.
Yeah, like, no shit.
One just got here. Send out the other one.
Yep. Oh, they make a killing on this shit. But that being said, for you, what do you think about organization this year?
Well, we didn't talk about the panels yet.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like the panels that were pretty good for the most part. They had a wide variety of topics. They were handled pretty well, and they were well informed. I felt like most of them were located in the Downey Stevenson on the upper level, which was actually very beneficial. I felt that they had good audio and recording equipment, people were on time, and if there was a change, it was reported in the guidebook, usually in advance too, so you could at least change your panel if you wanted to.
Yeah. Now, I did hear a lot of situations where, when it came to panels, there were a lot of panelists that were very confused on if they even had a slot or not until the last second.
Yeah, they did send out the panel schedule late. That is true. That's
And there
not
was
very
very little
beneficial.
communication in that department.
Yes.
So,
That is a huge organizational red flag
yeah.
because they also released the meetup schedule late too, I believe, as well for all the meetups as well. So that means I had to like change everything at the last moment, cosplay wise, in my order.
Yeah. Now, if you're laissez-faire as I am, it's perfectly fine. However, if you are running a tight ship, especially when you're doing photo shoots, panels, and all of that and above, then it threw a monkey wrench into your plans real fast.
Yes.
So, for that, I'm gonna have to give organization at least a one, bare minimum.
Yeah, I agree with the one. I feel it's very 50-50.
Yeah.
It's not a ton positive, not a ton negative. It's just kind of in the middle, so.
Yeah, and quite frankly, there's just so many things that haven't been fixed in so long that it just feels normal for this convention at this point.
Yeah.
It's kind of odd.
Because, like, the signage is okay, but it could be better.
Yeah.
But it's not terrible.
Yeah. So, organization, I'll give a one. Moving on to entertainment. We already talked about how the rave, sorry, the soap bubble and Synergy were swapped around this year.
Yes.
So it made
Which caused a
it,
lot of confusion for a lot of people.
yeah. Now, I will say this, Friday night was the shit. Like, if you did not know Friday night was going to be what it was, then it shocked you.
Yeah, because when I went to the rave the previous year, which was the Saturday programming, which is on the Friday programming, I loved it. All of the international DJs are phenomenal. They do a really good job. A couple of them came back from last year, and they played fantastic sets.
I may or may not have accidentally started a cult this year in the middle of the rave.
He did start a cult. There's no may. He did.
Hey, you have little to no proof that a cult was started.
Other than the photos, but
There
other
were
than
no
that.
pamphlets, there was no Kool-Aid, I couldn't afford it. So, I technically only started a following. And a minor religion.
So a cult.
Shut the fuck up. Anyway.
You know that's not gonna happen.
I know. And I'll do it again too. Like every rave, if I get a chance, I will do the exact same thing. It's fun as hell. But
He likes wearing the giant TV on his head, I'm not gonna lie.
it's fun.
He likes playing with it.
Yeah.
He really does.
Yeah. But it is also fun to just kind of chill and just have people not realize that I'm looking directly at them while they're watching my face.
It is very humorous.
Yeah. Because then I change the channel on them and they do not realize why. And then there's the fact that I missed the Magic tournament again. Why? Because there was way too many things I wanted to do at the exact same time. This is definitely not a bad thing. I won't say it's a bad thing. Primarily because that just means there's more options for you to do things. And I couldn't decide which one I wanted to do. I chose to do one thing with my friends, and I missed a card tournament for it.
Usually how tournaments go at these types of things.
Oh, yeah.
The game room itself was pretty well versed. Good selection of arcade games, good selection of consoles, good selection of games at the consoles. They had a Rock Band set up. They had a bunch of computer setups with a bunch of different games. Gaming was pretty well versed, and it's like they rent out all the appropriate arcade games for racers and music and everything, and they have all the little small niche things too. So overall, I feel it's a pretty solid game room. It's well ventilated. It's in the big dealer's hall next to all the photo sets. So,
Which means we do not smell like Con Sunday on Sunday.
indeed. And people actually smell like they're actually wearing deodorant because they're playing rhythm games.
Oh, yeah. So, quite frankly, yeah, no. I couldn't find a lot of negatives for entertainment per se. However, I couldn't find any, like, standing ovation positives.
Yeah, it seems very run of the mill. Nothing amazing, but nothing terrible.
Yeah.
But I think it's slightly more positive than negative. Yeah. I'd argue, so probably like a 1.25-ish.
I'll give you that, especially considering, like I said, as much as throwing Soap Bubble and Synergy backwards, that hurts a lot of people. But how the shock of how well Friday went was a jarring positive. Now, it should be noted, Soap Bubble was perfectly fine. Synergy was perfectly fine. There's no negatives, just one was a lot better than the other one, for obvious friggin' reasons. So for that, I gotta give it 1.25 as well. Now, we jump into cosplay.
So, cosplay was interesting this year. They had some of the photo sets, but not all of them. I feel like they keep on slowly cutting back on them each year. Like, it feels like we just lose one more each year.
Yeah.
And for the photo shoots, they're all indoors, and they're in the dealer's hall, and there's just basically a giant black backdrop, which isn't amazing. Obviously, there are personal photo shoots that you can do with photographers around there, and if you know photographers, they're reasonable rates out there, so they're not bad. And then the cosplay photography group had a booth in the Artist Alley side of things, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm.
And you could spend a single dollar to get like shots done at their booth, and then they post them online in like a giant cluster. So instead of getting Artist Alley or Dealer's Hall shots, you're getting a shot at like their booth with like, think of like a school backdrop at for like school photos. So you can get some nice stuff that way. It's not everyone's ideal, you know, photo shoot location, obviously, but you can still get some nice photos out of it. And for only a dollar, that's not bad at all.
Exactly.
But other than that, cosplay diversity was good. All the major fandoms were represented. Like we said, the masquerade was a bit of a mess. It was running a little bit slow. It ran a little bit long. A couple issues. People had issues prejudging, but, you know, not everything would be perfect. So.
Yeah. Can't always have fun all the time. But with that, oh, let's see. Yeah, you covered everything, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, so with that, let's see. What are we looking at? End scoring out of a 2.
Nothing really amazing, but nothing really bad. But I feel like, again, it's leaning towards the positive. So, like, 1.5, maybe? 1.25, somewhere?
Yeah, it did. There. It did excel. It excelled more. Well, actually, no, I have to cut it back a little bit, because like you said, I would have to cut back a little bit on my score, because quite frankly, like you said, it's cutting back, but they're also adding more options because they're cutting back.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Because it's like, they take away some photo things, but they're adding like more meetups, but then like they have other options in the dealer's hall to like replace that, because they're... Even though I mentioned one photo group, which is the one that does like all the meetups around here in the Chicago area, there were other booths offering photography too. And there are also personal photographers like that you can book that advertised, you know. So, and there's a bunch of good things. And if you even want to do it with just your friends, nothing's stopping you from going out with your friends and using the same locations, you know.
Yeah, all right.
So 1.5 then?
Yeah, let's go with 1.5. Alright, that one's an easy one. Let's hit up attendees. How did the attendees' opinion of this con judge everything? From Artist Alley to panels to all that fun stuff. I say, again, there are a lot of people that share my opinion when it comes to ASIN being an example but not the rule. It is, in its own right, it's just a giant normality at this point. And a lot of people are very relaxed about that fact. It's if you talk to a normal attendee and say, oh, did you like ASIN? Yeah. Was there anything you didn't really like too much about it? Not as much as I liked it. There was a lot of balance when it came to that.
As for the artist alley, some people felt that some of the booths were a little bit on the tall side because some people serve short, but then like some of them are as tall as skyscrapers. Especially some of the corner booths, they got really tall, as far as how tall they were.
It was, oh yeah, no, we're really going to talk about that. Let's talk about the fact that they somehow made a whole ass city inside of a building.
Yeah, it was kind of like a miniature like bazaar in button doors.
Yeah. So, like, if you were dealing with the artist alley, it was its own bazaar. If you go to the dealer's hall and go through all the industry stuff, you were literally looking at buildings, towns, small... Look, at this point, I'm more shocked we didn't have roving gangs just graffitiing shit. It was an interesting time. That would have
been interesting for sure.
I mean, considering Cyberpunk Bomb Rush is coming out, we might be getting there. Like, just saying, we might be going back to the old days of Jet Set.
That would be pretty cool, in my opinion.
Right?
But as for the industry stuff in the dealer's hall, I didn't feel like there was as much this year. There was some unique and interesting stuff because they had like the Crunchyroll mascot there, which I thought was kind of neat. But it did not feel as big as an industry presence as previous.
Yeah.
But they did have the voice acting audition because one of my friends was super into it this year and... he got to the final round, so...
I really want to try it next time.
I'd like to give it a shot myself. Or I'd at least like to maybe do some small projects and then maybe try something bigger at some point eventually. Yeah. But it does seem really fun.
Yeah. And if you have a chance to give a shot to Bang Zoom Entertainment, give them a shot. They are definitely going to be an interesting concept in the future.
Yeah, and if not Bang Zoom Funimation, those are the big two right now.
Oh, yeah. So, quite frankly... it was interesting. Plus, we can even talk about the panels right now. Because I personally enjoyed the industry and historical panels. There was a couple of fan panels that I actually enjoyed. It was weird.
Yeah, there's one about random stuff that you wouldn't think of. It's like, here's a unique manga or anime that you haven't heard of that's kind of rare. And it was just a bunch of rare anime and manga I hadn't heard of. So... I enjoyed that one a lot. It gave me a lot of new stuff to watch and or read, so...
Oh, yeah. One of these days, I'm probably going to try and get a Gust of Cats panel just for the heck of it.
Makes sense.
Hey.
You're passionate about it, and it takes place in Chicago, at a Chicago con. It lines up.
It's not like I have a shrine or anything, but that aside...
He has multiple shrines. What do you mean, a shrine?
Look, a shrine requires a corner. I have a room, thank you very much. Now, that being said...
So you have four shrines.
I have a shrine for each corner, and then I'm eventually going to learn how to make rugs so I can make a rug. That'd be dope. Now, that being said, attendees, again, we've already pretty much spoiled that it's going to be in the middle, so they already have the one. Now it's just a question of how far to the right or far to the left that they would go. I say 1.25. The reason being is... a lot of people were giving a net negative to the skyscrapers and how everything was going down. A lot of people were in awe at how the dealer's hall was. A lot of people were very intrigued by the artist alley. And I had a lot of people that were more treating this like if you go into an IKEA.
Yeah, that makes sense because there's so much to see and do in an IKEA and you can go so many different which ways and there's food in there as well.
Yeah, we just didn't have horse meatballs or anything like that.
Yeah.
I missed the horse meatballs.
I know you can't eat them anymore, I'm sorry.
Give it time, I'll find a way.
I'm sure you will. But I do agree, I think it's 1.25. It wasn't that like anyone did anything wrong per se, but there were like little... icks that just got to people.
Yeah.
And that's what's affecting the score. Like, there are a couple things, slight things off about panels, a couple of slight things off about Artist Alley, and then the attendees, while positive for the most part, there weren't any really big incidents or anything, nothing really bad or terrible. So.
Oh, yeah. So, that being said, I have to agree to that. 1.25 for attendees. Now, for uniqueness... alright, so we spoiled it a little bit. For uniqueness, uniqueness is the one thing I will honestly say ASIN struggles with every year.
They haven't really done anything new since they brought in the photo sets. That was the last time they really did something quote unquote new.
And even now, it's the photo sets are slowly being eradicated. And,
or becoming standard at other cons.
Yeah. So their unique factor is slowly dying out. Now, I will give them the fact that turning the entire convention hall into a small, like, its own nation at one point is very interesting.
And they have a lot of good variety and stuff to see in there. And it's the same thing with the panels. A lot of good variety and stuff to see in there, but it's nothing that hasn't been done before.
So a lot of stuff that could be unique is, again, taken from this convention based on other conventions. It's no long, the things that they want to be unique is no longer unique.
And like, even the food trucks aren't that unique anymore. I mean, not every con has food trucks, but I'd still say a good chunk of them do as well. And even those, I don't feel are unique anymore either.
Exactly. So, not even to beat around a bush with this one. There is one thing I will give is the nostalgic vibe I got from the Friday Night Rave. And even then, that's barely a unique factor. That's more of a nostalgia factor.
Yeah, the con is very nostalgic. I guess that has history.
Yeah.
So that gives it, like, that's it's probably its strongest niche right now.
Yeah, and it's due to its history, it stands on its own. But it doesn't help the uniqueness of it. In order to actually have that ground foundation, you need to have been, you have to know people that have been going to this convention for as long as possible, and then you get the historical value of it.
Yeah, I mean, it's always great meeting up with people and seeing old friends here. I do it basically every single year I go to this con, because it's the biggest con in the Midwest, so people always show up, and it's easy to see people here.
Yeah.
And it's an enjoyable time. So, due to that, I'd have to say that because it's not super unique, but the age and longevity give it like a 0.75.
Yeah, you took the words right out of my mouth on that one. So, before we round up all the fun bits for this con, how can ASIN do better?
Well, we've talked about this in previous reviews from last year, but so uniqueness, I feel, is they're going to be their biggest one because it's obviously their lowest score. So how can they be more unique? And Anime Magic in 2022 did a lot of unique things that we liked.
Mm.
And even in years before that, they did unique things that we liked. But it's like, they don't have a car show, they don't have a 5K, they don't have other different types of things that, there are other options they could explore that they haven't tried. And it's like, they could do like a calligraphy thing, they could do something with Japanese art or something along those lines. The music guest this year, I know Poem Poem Poem, but that's all I knew by her, and compared to like, they got some like Asian Kung Fu Generation who like, I know all their songs because they have like a bunch of anime songs.
I am still but hurt, I miss that.
Yeah, that was at AX in 2018.
I know.
I'm sorry. But like, so it's like, they could bring in stronger musical acts, or because like, they've had Distant Worlds a couple times, so they could try changing up the musical acts or bring that. I think like, the Soap Bubble synergy thing is fine, but like, actual bands who you want to come in, that could be a different draw for more people to bring in different like memories. You could try that because they have that power in the history. So like, if you can flex that to bring in like the bigger, more well-known voice actors, because like, I feel most of the voice actors they bring are fine, but they're kind of getting samey each year. They haven't really brought in anyone super new.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's one way to do it. The other thing that we talked about that we think that they could change is their organization. Lines aren't really a big issue, but organization, like better signage, that type of thing. Maybe,
paper maps.
Yeah, maybe messing with the layout a bit. Maybe trying to use the Hyatt less and the Downey students in a bit more. Like, I get you maybe just want to have like the rave there and then maybe that's it, but like, if you, maybe we could try using a bit more of the high, a bit more for like something else. Maybe have, that's where you put like the new activities I was talking about. Maybe try fleshing out certain areas a bit more. You'd have to see.
Yeah. So there's quite a bit, especially in organization.
And then like maybe just shoring up some things in entertainment, because for the most part, we really did like the entertainment, but it was just like shoring up stuff with the masquerade, shoring up some stuff with like panels and tabletop and that stuff.
Yeah. Now there is a few things that I want to bring up, especially for cosplay. Photo shoot area could, like, I know we're taking away, but adding more. I'm thinking at least have more open ground for photo shoots to naturally occur. There was a point in time where we actually had several display areas where it was different types of booths that people could just go in, do their own photo shoots, like a quick and dirty shoot, and be done. And you didn't have to worry too much about it. Now we're getting slowly but surely away from those, and I think we should actually just have an entire area dedicated to just those.
Yeah, a dedicated photo shoot area wouldn't hurt, and I also wouldn't mind some more outdoor photo shoots as well, because most of them, if not all of them, are indoors now. I know outdoors you have to worry about rain or weather, because it has snowed at ESUN before, don't get me wrong.
Oh, yeah.
But not everything is meant for indoors. Like, sometimes outdoors is just...
outdoors.
Yeah, it's nicer getting sun in there. Sometimes it just fits the character's vibe better. So I know it doesn't work for everything, but at least having the option, I don't feel would hurt.
Exactly. So, that's just a few options. Now, again, we do not run the convention. It's a little tricky to give suggestions based on this. However, these are just observational suggestions that we are giving, as well as suggestions that were given to us by attendees that make sense to share right now.
Yes.
So, with that being said, I think it's time to round up the score. So, for Anime Central 2023, out of 10, it is a 5.75, which again, ASIN is literally the example, not the rule.
Yeah, so it's a slightly above average, because I don't feel like saying, if you say like 5 out of 10, it's not... well, it's basic. I'll be nice and round to 6 out of 10, but 6 out of 10, I wouldn't say it's bad or that it's failing. It's just that we see room for growth and we want the convention to be the best that it can be.
Right. And one of my biggest things is I always want to see conventions reach for that perfect 10. It's never happened yet. I have yet to see a perfect 10 convention. I want to see it. I really do. But it's just not there yet.
And yeah, I think the closest we've gotten so far is an 8.
Yeah, and that was once. So we're still looking. And we're still hoping. Maybe Comic-Con. I don't know.
Maybe. But, I mean, we're just trying to look at things in a broad scope, because obviously our views are our own, and like we can only review it for our lens so far. But that's why we ask you guys for feedback, because then we can use it to be like, oh, hey, we heard about this from multiple different sources.
Yeah.
And then it factors into the review. So that's why we're always looking for feedback and, hey, if you guys heard such and such about this con that we're going to, give us your input.
Because the more you talk, the more we listen. And the more we listen, the more we learn.
And hopefully the cons then listen to what we say, so then that way they can improve.
Oh, definitely. Now, with that being said, I think we're getting close to the end of our time with this episode.
Yes.
So, with that going down, I have to state, ASIN 2023, fun as always. Can never complain.
Yeah, it was a good time. I know I had some personal shoots and fun shoots with friends, but like overall, I had a good time with the content ASIN provided, and I went to everything. I had a blast.
Yeah. So, if you want to talk to us more about your opinions on these conventions or any convention at all, please hit us up at conventionalthepodcast@gmail.com, or
you can reach us on Twitter, conventionalcrew without the E.
So with that being said, Find us anywhere on your recording apps possible.
Yep.
Except Pandora.
Yes. So we got iTunes. We got the Spotify. We got Podbean.
We're on Alexa. Yeah, I fixed the Alexa. So
hey, that works.
Yeah. So pretty much listen to us anywhere and everywhere. But with that being said, this is Jax.
This is Club.
And we're signing off. Peace.